Amen.
Don't keep looking behind you. Don't keep looking at what's going on. You know, don't make a misstep and then think about that misstep all the time, the rest of your days. Think about what is there in front of you. What's ahead of you? What is the challenges that we have ahead of you? It could be, you could have some good past and you could have some bad past. How many of y'all know of high school players that never leave, that never grow beyond their high school days? They're a good football player and that's it. And they live their life, the rest of their life, in up memory and never proceed any further. How many of y'all know successful people that were successful at one point, but then they had some business challenges or whatever, and suddenly they're lost and they never recover? How many of y'all know people that have had jobs, very successful jobs, and they get laid off and they're just totally devastated and they never recover from it? I like the idea of forget about what's behind you. Quit looking behind you and look forward. You know, the body is structured, and you've heard me say this before, for frontal attack. All the muscles and everything is in front of you. The breastplate is in front of you to ward off the enemy, not to turn around and expose yourself to the weaknesses in the back. So move forward. Forget about what's happened in the past. Look to a bright future. But here's the thing that a lot of us have to realize is, if you're going to go on faith, you got to go on faith. Don't go on the assumption that you are doing the right thing. Go on the with a wide open understanding that it's God's will. It's God's purpose, not ours. What is our new purpose in life? Well, none of us know. None of us know what our purpose in life is, but I truly believe it's revealed when we are open and honest with ourselves and open our hearts to receive His glory. What is our purpose in life? We don't know. Maybe we had accomplished a lot of things that we can look back and with fond memories of those great things we've accomplished. But are we done? Are we done? We're not done until we breathe that last breath of life. We're not done. And I believe, and without a shadow of a doubt, I believe when we replace our fleshly bodies with a spiritual body, we're still not done. We still are there encouraging those that we've left behind to keep on moving. Keep on moving forward. So, this message of hope, this message of forget about the past and reach out to the future, to a higher calling, a higher goal according to God's purpose, not ours. Many of us see tragedy after tragedy after tragedy, people dying well before their time. Whatever has happened to us in the past, it's happened. It's part of our history. It's part of our DNA, so to speak, now. But let's not dwell on it. Let's move forward to a higher calling according to Christ Jesus. What's our purpose in life? What does He have in store for us next? If you dwell on the past, good or bad, you will remain in the past. But if you continue to reach upward, God will continue to use you for a higher calling, a higher purpose in Christ Jesus. Let us pray.